Good morning and welcome to worship. Today we'll hear how Jesus walked on water and invited Peter to join him by stepping out of the boat onto a stormy sea. And as we join together, let's pray. Lord Jesus, you call us to worship you through praise, prayer, song, and reflection upon your word in Scripture. Help us to fix our eyes upon you and to trust in your unfailing love and protection.
Truth, you know.
A prayer of approach. Almighty God, we join to worship you. Scattered, yet together. We know that you are with us, waiting to speak your word, ready to forgive, bless and lead us. We come to you as a step of faith. Meet with us now, we pray. Amen.
Dear God, you are amazing because you made the sun that helps earth. You gave me a family, you gave me friends. I am sorry because of the poor people, the litter and all the bad people. Thank you for creating homes, for money and a life.
You are amazing because you created earth. You are sorry because we are making a mess of the place and cutting down all the trees. Thank you for helping us live. Amen.
We are sorry because Jesus died. Thank you for the nice food that we eat, like chocolate. Amen.
I am grateful for my life in these hard times. Thank you, God, for protecting me and my family. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for protecting me and keeping me healthy. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you are mighty, victorious and all-powerful. You are our rock, our fortress, our strength and shield. When we yield to your spirit, we draw on the power of your unconditional love, a love beyond compare. Let us always remember to keep our focus on you, Lord. Forgive us when we fail to focus on you, when we worry needlessly, and when we lack patience. We humbly ask for your forgiveness. Let us now be still and steady ourselves to focus on our Lord. Lord, we truly thank you that we are now forgiven as we receive your peace that passes all understanding. In the name of Christ, Amen.
Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come.
Your will be done.
On earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins,
as we forgive those who sin against us.
Save us from the time of trial,
and deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
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 Good morning, everyone. Today I will be reading from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Jesus walks on the water. Right away, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat. He had them go on ahead of him to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Then he sent the crowd away. After he had sent them away, he went up a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone. The boat was already a long way from the land. It was being pounded by the waves because the wind was blowing against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to the disciples. He walked on the lake. They saw him walking on the lake and were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said. And they carried and they cried out in fear. Right away Jesus called to them, "Be brave, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, is it you?" Peter asked. "If it is, tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. So Peter got out of the boat. He walked on the water towards Jesus. But when Peter saw the wind, he was afraid. He began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Right away, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "Your faith is so small," he said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those in the boat worshipped Jesus. "You really are the Son of God." Amen.
Drowning. Feeling the waters of life gently closing in around you. A rising tide of panic wells up in your throat and you cry out, but no one seems to hear. Life comes at you from all sides. Do this, go there, be the kind of person who's never overwhelmed, never out of their depth, entirely comfortable at all times. Except those kinds of people don't really exist. And still, the waters rise. So many demands of energy and time. Frantically, you look for an escape, but see none. Do you have enough faith to break out? To see things entirely differently? To look at the world in a whole new light? Do you have enough belief to grab the hand that reaches down? A strong, welcoming hand ready to pull you out. A hand that reaches down through the chaos of your life and invites you to take hold and be pulled to safety. But taking hold of the hand means letting go. Letting go of all your preconceptions, of the things that you think are important, of the world as you know it. Taking hold of that hand means giving up and letting go. It's a hard thing to do, to hand your life over to someone else and say, "I give up. I'm fed up with going wrong, of doing things my way, especially when my way doesn't work." Believe and let go. Have faith and trust. Reach out and take the hand that is offered, knowing that life will change, and having faith that it will be wonderful. And you have been rescued from drowning.
Well, you gotta step out of the boat. If you wanna walk on water, you gotta step out of the boat. If you wanna walk on water, take that step of faith and trust in God your Father. You gotta step out.
Jesus on the water, he said, "Lord, can they give it a try?" He said, "Keep your eyes on me, my friend, and I won't let you die. Just take that step of faith, you see,
'cause it's the hardest thing to do.
You gotta say a prayer and pray a big oath to live a life anew.
You. Well, you gotta step out of the boat if you wanna walk on water. You gotta step out of the boat. Take that step of faith and trust.
had done. He took his eyes off his Lord and friend
and sank into the deep.
But the Master reached out to him and said, thanks for making that leap.
Well, you gotta step out on the boat. If you wanna walk on water, you gotta step out on the boat. If you wanna walk on water, take that step of faith and trust in God your Father. You gotta step out of the boat. If you wanna walk on water,
well, it's time for you to take that step like a Peter and others before. For the first step of a journey is the hardest, and what's more, just remember that the Lord is always there
to pick you up and say, well done.
But he can't take your very first step. You are the only one. Well, you gotta step out of the boat.
If you wanna walk on water, you gotta step out of the boat. If you wanna walk on water, take that step of faith. God your Father, you gotta step out of the boat. If you wanna walk on water, you gotta step out of the boat. If you wanna walk on water.
So, you've gotta step out of the boat if you want to walk on water. Cheesy, but true. Step out of the boat, a phrase that we commonly use, don't we? So common it is that most people don't know where it comes from. Now in this story, faith is dramatically and beautifully depicted, isn't it? In that very moment when Peter climbs out of the boat and walks on the water toward his Lord. Has there been a time in our lives when we have stepped out of the boat? Have we heard Jesus calling us? And despite our doubts and our fears, we've responded to him as a step of faith. Peter's so much like all of us, isn't he? We follow his story, and we can identify with his struggles. He represents the church and is to be the rock upon which Jesus says he will build. But so often Peter proves to be more like sand, doesn't he? However, Jesus knew what he was doing. And by the end of the fourth gospel account, we see Jesus forgiving and restoring Simon, the fisherman Jesus first called, to Peter, a nickname that means rock. Back at the start of his ministry, Jesus had called out to Peter to leave his net and follow him. Now he's asking him to take another step of faith. Again, he's being asked to step out of the boat, but this time a step from a boat which was floundering in a storm. And despite the danger, Peter was asked to trust Jesus by walking toward him over the waves. So let's look at our lives as individuals and Jesus's church. What are those high waves that are making us anxious at the moment? Are we struggling to hold on to the sides of the boat? To carry on in our own strength? Is Jesus calling us, as his chosen people, to step out of the boat in faith and to reach out to him, to come to him, and so he can calm the storm of our lives? Right now, as his church, worshipping online, we are considering how we might worship in our church buildings once again. Are we preparing only to carry on where we left off last March? Are we happy to carry on grasping the sides of the boat, which represents for us perhaps our pre-COVID-19 church? In many ways, the experience of worship in our buildings will need to be very different. The restrictions due to the coronavirus pandemic will force us to rethink what we do. Whilst I can't believe God wants us to have this pandemic, I can believe he's calling out to us across the waves to step out of the boat in order to leave behind us the way that we did church before. I believe God is saying, come, take a step of faith and look with fresh eyes at not just how you worship me, but dig deep and ask me to help you understand why you do it. Let's listen again to Jesus' words called out to Peter from across the water. And let's hear them for ourselves, his individuals and his church. He said, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Like Peter, we do find it hard to respond straight away, don't we? We need that reassurance, and Peter speaks for us all, doesn't he? "Lord," he says, "if it is you, tell me to come to you on the water." So, are we prepared to take up Jesus' challenge to us at the moment? Are we going to step out of the boat? What might that mean for us as four church families who are beginning to get to know each other through online worship, through Bible study and prayer? What for us right now does Jesus mean when he calls out across the stormy water, "Come!" Now, we could stop right there, be a good ending to a sermon, but it's not that simple, is it? We all have our doubts and we all struggle at times to put our trust in our Lord. After all, Peter did begin to sink. Now, why was that, I wonder? We're told that Peter took his eyes off Jesus and he looked at the wind instead. He had managed the first few glorious steps of trust, but his inner voice caused him to turn and to believe instead that the waves would swallow him up. Peter still needed Jesus to support him, to keep him focused and to save him from the effects of his unbelief. Peter is still on his journey, as we all are, following Jesus, not just walking with him, but also learning from him and being changed by him. Peter not only learns that he can step out in faith, no longer relying on his own understanding, but also that he can, when he's floundering and beginning to sink, call out to him for help. Now, the Bible has had such an influence on our language, hasn't it? With a second everyday phrase here, we've had "step out of the boat," now we've got another one. When someone hasn't believed that we could or would do something, we say, "Oh, ye of little faith," don't we? Jesus says this to Peter, but probes further with, "Why did you doubt?" Peter offers no answer to this. The question is left hanging in the air, not just for Peter, but for all of us. And when we sense that Jesus is calling us to do something challenging, something out of our comfort zone, perhaps, do we persuade ourselves it can't be him who's calling us? Do we take the step of testing out our calling by running it by other people, perhaps? Or might we actually respond in complete trust in him? Do we ever step out of the boat, giving control of our lives over to him? So how are we going to respond? Will we stay in the boat? Will we stick with the familiar and stay in our comfort zone? Or will we see Jesus calling us and step out in faith across the wind and the waves of life's uncertainties? Well, in this time of uncertainty and fear, he does call us. He calls us to take courage. Do not be afraid. Come.
our prayers of intercession, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we pray in our homes safe from infection, we think about those desperately missing our church family. We pray for our ministers and church leaders who are frantically doing their best to keep us together as a family. We realise that when our church family is frightened and troubled, the hand of Jesus is there to hold. He alone will carry us through the fear and make our storm quieten down. We pray for the doctors and nurses, carers and their families, many exhausted through long hours at work. We pray you will bring them safely through their storm. We pray for the world gripped in pandemic, infection rates increasing in those countries who haven't the means to treat their people. May your hand be there for them and the medical staff who are facing unrelenting numbers of infected patients. We pray for the school children who are finding the long break from school difficult and those changing schools without transition. We pray for parents and carers juggling childcare and seeing no end to the problems they face. We pray for those facing losing their businesses, many at their wits' end with worry, and for those whose job may be lost as a consequence. Their storm is immense. We pray for those planning a wedding, who have seen their big day taken away after spending lots of time and money in preparation. Their families coming from near and far, now having to change their plans. We pray for those who have lost their holiday after months of planning and excitement, some not able to collect a refund. We pray for those who have seen their Eid celebrations dramatically changed at the very last minute. We find ourselves facing some or all of these problems, worried, unsure, facing a stormy sea without seeing a safe harbour. Give us the faith and courage to walk on the stormy water, holding on to your hand, letting you lead us to your loving embrace. Let us all be as Simon Peter, listening to you, O Lord, as you command us to walk on the stormy water with faith, and be led without fear by your hand into your harbour of love. In your blessed name we pray. Amen.
Thank you to everyone who's taken part in worship this morning. After our services, there are online Zoom coffees together, and you're very welcome to join us for those and for prayer and fellowship groups throughout the week. We're not able to physically meet together to give our offerings to God, but nevertheless, we do offer them to Him. And a prayer as we do. Gracious God, you call us to let go of the things we cling to and step out in faith, trusting in your love and provision. Give us courage to step out boldly and sufficient faith to follow without fear. Take our lives and our gifts, use them to accomplish more than we could possibly imagine, so that through us your kingdom might come and your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus calls us to step out into the water with him, to leave the safety of our boats and to walk toward him in faith, joining him in the work he is already doing in our world. And when the wind and waves get high and threaten to overwhelm us, we remember his words, "Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here." So let's go with faith to follow where Jesus leads, confident that his love and presence go with us, for we pray in his name. Amen.
My soul.